Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Middle Cross singing the same old message. And we're going to go now to part two of the message that we preached yesterday on Colossians chapter number one. We're speaking on, is Jesus first in your life? Hope this will be a blessing to you as you listen today. Once again, this is part number two of the message.
But then he said this, the firstborn of the dead. Wait a minute. What in the world are you talking about? In other words, we're saying someone died and come back to tell us about it. Well, there's only been one of them. You say, well, what about Lazarus, preacher? Well, he died again. Oh, yes. Yes, while it was grave, yeah, he'd been dead for 4 days. He stinks and all that stuff. And Mary and Martha was weeping and crying. And they got to the tomb and everybody had a rejoicing event. But guess what? He had to go back and die again. Well, let me tell you, oh, Lord of God, son. Hallelujah. There's one, however, that's been firstborn from the dead. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about, listen, up there on Calvary's hill. Amen. Jesus Christ bled and died on that hill. He shed every drop of his blood for you and for me up there at Calvary. And when they pulled him down and Christ said, it is finished, they pulled his tattered, beaten, bloody body down and they put him in a tomb. And they sealed the door. Everybody thought it was over. Oh, we've got him. He's in the tomb. It's over. But then, hallelujah, on that third and glorious morning, praise God. You say, what took place? There was a birth, amen. They come forth from the tomb. You say, what are you talking about? The firstborn from death, amen. Jesus Christ come forth that morning out of the grave, amen. And he's never went back, hallelujah. He is alive forevermore. He's not coming the next time to die. He's not coming the next time for peace. No, he's coming to make war. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, he's a firstborn from the dead. Now let me ask you a question. If he got up, what's that mean for our loved ones that's dead? Well, if he could get up, the Bible says he's the first fruits of them that slept. So if Christ is able to get up and to live forever, then what's that say about your loved one and my loved one and any of us that are born again with the grace of God? What does that say about us when we have to go die? Hey, what's that say about us? Well, it says we will live again too. If Christ can come forth from the grave and live forever, so can my loved ones come forth and live forever. What did he say? Firstborn from the dead. I'm telling you tonight, listen, you're not going to find Buddha being able to testify to that. You can't get all Muhammad to do that. You're not going to get all these little G gods of the world. You can't get all man wood thumper. Look, you got these people that's wood thumpers. You said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, man, an idol that's sitting on a shelf somewhere that can't even stand itself up. Somebody has to come by and dust every now and then. You can't get no wood thumper to say those things. Firstborn for the dead. He's always been dead. Amen. Somebody had to carve it. Somebody had to imagine, but not our God. Notice the next section. Y'all looking at verse number 18 with me? Notice what it says right here. Boy, I love this right here. That in all things, how many things? All things, that he might have the preeminence. Now that's a big word, preeminence. I thought preeminence. I know what this word means, but let me look it up. I want to know exactly what this means. I don't want my people to be uneducated when it comes to this one word and what the Bible means about this word preeminence. I want you to get this. It means excellency. It means superior. It means faultless. It means perfection. But it also carries this idea, always in first place. Christ is preeminent in death, meaning he's first, the firstborn from the dead, right? But I've also noticed some things as the Lord dealt with my heart today. I noticed this, that Jesus is my Lord because he's preeminent, if you will, because he is first in identification. Look at verse number 15. Who is what? Look at verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now look at that closely. Jesus is not in the image of God. He is the image of God. Now we are made in his likeness, right? Oh, but not the Lord Jesus Christ. No, Jesus is the image of God. Amen. Well, what are you saying right there, preacher? I'm telling you, before the mud seals of the world began, before God stretched forth the universe, before God flung the first star, before the sun, the moon, and star were created, before Jupiter was hung in his orbit, can I tell you Jesus Christ was standing in the portals of glory? Can I tell you tonight that Jesus was not an afterthought, amen, not afterthought of man's sin. No, Jesus was a forethought. Jesus Christ has always been. He's always been there in the portals of glory. Praise God. That's my, I can't even hardly, I don't even understand all that. I mean, I can't even really grasp my mind around it. I have a hard time even understanding how an alternator works, much less, I mean, getting that. I mean, can you imagine that? That's tremendous. That's massive. That's superior. That's preeminent. I'm telling you right now, praise God, that's bigger than you and I'll ever get. That's deep, 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 deep right there, friend. John chapter number 14, verse number 9, said, Jesus said unto them, I have been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest then thou, show us the Father? He said, hey, if you see me, you've seen the Father. John chapter number 1, verse number 18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Can I tell you this right there? When John the Baptist was baptizing the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, you see kind of all three coming into one. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that you hear God speak from heaven and God saying to all of humanity, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus Christ is standing in the River Jordan, right? Amen. John just got done baptizing. Then all of a sudden this dove appears and it lights upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Ghost. But can I tell you, God did that so that you and I could get an understanding of who this guy is. He is God in the flesh. There's none like him. Never will be another one like him. Amen. He's the one and only. He's in first place tonight. Thank God. You know what's good? How many knows him tonight as your Lord and Savior? Hey, man, you ain't got to look for another, praise God. He'll always be in first place. Thank the Lord. Look here. I like what Hebrews 1:3 says. Who, being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, this phrase means that Jesus is the precise firstborn of God in every respect, and upholding all things by the word of his power. And when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, he's not just Jesus in first place. But notice this, Jesus is my Lord because he's superior or first in his position. Look at verse 16. For by him were all things created. And you can stop right there and just puzzle on that for a minute. You ever been like a kid? But did y'all do like me and be like, hey, Mom, where'd this come from? Where'd milk come from? My mom, she'd say, well, it came from a cow. Well, where'd the cow come from? Well, it came from its mama. Well, where did the mama come from? My mom, she'd just go, well, it came from an organism that flew throughout outer space and smacked into something and created a cow. No, thank God. My godly mama said this. She said, oh, God created that cow. Well, where did the Creator come from? My mama say, well, son, he's always been, thank God. You say, what are you talking about? Well, you can't put God Almighty in the created category because he's the Creator, hallelujah. He's one and all. He's in the first place when it comes to creation.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.